And I'm in love with this good life.
Y'all, 400. Let's go, man. Congrats, dude.
400, bro. Look at me, bro. Only took 400 episodes.
To get new lighting.
I got to say, it's a little crisp in here and clean, right?
Looks good, dude. Looks good, man. You're lit up. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I love you, and we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to go over as far as this show. Listen, if Blake Snell signs with the Yankees while we're doing the show,
we'll break in.
But I don't really give a shit, part of my language, because this is about us. We don't brag. We're not braggadocious people. We have 400 episodes of this show, and I'm going to start right off the bat with a surprise. Are you ready for the surprise?
Yeah, well, I can't wait, dude. Are you serious?
Right, let's bring in the first surprise. Ooh, do you see what those words say there on the screen, Sean? I think you know who this might be. He's muted. He has no camera yet. Oh,
Dampy, what's up, dude?
There he is.
What's up?
Happy 400th episode, brother.
What's up, Damp? How you doing, dude?
400 episodes in the United States is 520 episodes in Canada. It's amazing, man.
It's okay.
Heck yeah. Obviously,
we got to get one of our best guests and one of our best friends.
Oh, Debbie, you're the best, dude. Yeah. You're one of our first guests, and we appreciate it. We're right here in the mayor's office, dude. There's only been like four or five people that have actually been on the couch. You're one of them, dude.
I think a couple Hall of Famers on there, too.
That's right. Big time Hall of Fame. We've had some big ones, man. Where are you, dude?
I'm in Tempe, Arizona. I'm on campus at Arizona State University. Took my son Brady over for a visit here yesterday. We got Innings Festival, as you well know. Bro, you're a member of the family.
Yes.
So we got Innings Fest tonight. We got Off the Mound a couple shows, Case, and then we got big lineup tonight from Jimmy Eat World and Greta Van Fleet and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So dude, the music.
I'm going to get lost somewhere under the bridge.
This music this weekend.
Under the bridge, downtown.
This music is unreal that you guys have this weekend. Like, unreal. Who else is there?
Yeah, Tim did a great job of setting it up. We got, you know, Third Eye Blind, 311, Hozier.
This weekend?
You know, yeah, it's a turned up weekend.
Yeah, you blew it,
a
Sean.
Lot of fun.
Wow. Well, dude,
remember Dempy, last time I'm gonna you're on see... the showcase, you're in a sling because you had your shoulder operated on. You're up there giving hitting tips with a sling on.
Hey, bro, I'm a grinder, dude. You know I'd be up there giving hitting tips one arm. It doesn't matter. Bro, I'm coming out there next week. I'll see you. I'm coming out to Stapleton and Dave Matthews Friday, Saturday. But you're going to stay there, right? You're going to do Off the Mound next week too, right?
Yeah, Off the Mound next week. We got another great lineup. Noah Kahn, you know, Sheryl Crow, Chris Stapleton, Turned by Troubadours, Dave Matthews. So Tim did it. Tim, who runs? Yeah,
Tim Sweetwood.
He nailed it.
Guys, he's stunned.
If you guys haven't seen Off the Mound yet, I'm not trying to like toot your horn too big here, Ryan, but like, dude, there's Fallon, there's Jimmy Kimmel, whatever. You are on par with them, dude. And your production team, I got to give them a shout out. Your show literally could be in a studio in Manhattan or LA. It is so well done. And you are such a great host, dude. Seriously, dude. I'm not being a you know, just because you're my friend. Like,
no, I want to get in here too, because it is incredible. If you've never seen Off the Mound, Dempy takes it on the road too. I did it in Chicago. I've also done it at Innings Festival with when Ed Vedder came on. We have Dempy has all the stars come on to freaking Off the Mound. But Demp, it is incredible. And your band's incredible too, dude. Those guys rip it and freaking it's a show, man. You know, how many years have you been doing that now, Dempy?
Yeah, it kind of started in 2015 at the Cubs convention without a band. And then a good friend of mine, Pat Muldoon, is the guitar player in the band. I was just like, hey, would you guys be interested in doing this? They're the band called The Hemispheres from Chicago. they're real big into events and weddings and all, like, these guys, it's their second career, right? They all have other jobs, but they are kick ass. They've been doing it for a long time, man. And their ability to be thoughtful and listen to kind of what the guest is all about and then pick a song and have to learn that. I think they learned, like, today we got, you know, we have four shows over the weekend, two shows today. That's four guests and he's diving in deep. And like tonight we were supposed to have CC was supposed to be here, but he's got to be back down in Yankees camp until tomorrow. So he couldn't make it, but they found like a Mac Dre song that, you know, he loved growing it. That's his jam. And they built the instrumental. It was awesome. And we were all pumped to play it. Now we can't get to play it, but that's the kind of stuff they do. They're thoughtful about it. It's a lot of interaction. It's like a live variety show. You know that case. We're having a lot of fun, man. As you guys have right there on the mayor's office. It's all about fun. It's about uplifting people, bringing their spirits up, having a good time, and then you get to go watch some badass bands play some music.
Yeah, that's what, dude, we say the same thing, bro. We're like, you come on the mayor's office, we're all positive all the time. We just want to have some fun. We want to have some good laughs, and we want to have some good content, you know, just like Off the Mound.
Yeah,
you
know? it's the most important thing, and that's kind of what drove it for me, and it's really been this amazing show, like you mentioned, you know, from having Eddie Vedder on this year. We got the musical act, so we have guests like Mookie's coming on tonight. We got Eric Gagne, Mark Grace throughout the day, and you know, and then we got like Jimmy Eat World's going to be guests on the show. Wow. We got Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind's going to be on. We got Shane Smith and the Saints, Jim Blossoms, Kingfish Ingram. If anybody doesn't know Kingfish Ingram, you got to see this guy play the blues. He's the next generation of the Buddy Guy, Muddy Waters. This guy, 25 years old, he's unbelievable. So he's coming on right after his set. So it's so much fun, man.
Dempy, are you getting all the guests, or do you have a PR guy helping you? Or are you just like call?
No.
You call Mookie, yeah, like, hey, bro, hey, Chad, you coming off the mound? I mean, that's how you did it with me, like Case, because you went off the mound. I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, all the baseball guests are there, and even all the musical guests. We just reach out to them or their publicist. Maybe I have a connection somewhere. Like we had Stephen Jenkins on last year down at Indies Fest in Tampa. And he said, you know, hey, I'd love to come back sometime. And so then we reached out and he said, yeah, right away. And Jimmy World, they're from Mesa, Arizona. These guys have known each other since preschool. Like, it's what? Crazy.
Wow.
And their 25th anniversary of Clarity, their big, huge album comes out this year. You know, it's the 25th anniversary this year. So they're going to have some fun stuff for the fans. And, you know, you think about that. They're playing Tempe Beach Park right up from where they grew up, you know, all this time later. And so It's gonna be a great, great festival. But yeah, it's a little weird when you reach out to Sheryl Crow. You know, listen, I'm not sliding in your DMs here. I'm happily married.
Yeah,
I just want to know if you want to come on the show. Too.
You know, I'm not gonna get in trouble for this, right? And dude, by the way, exactly. I totally forgot, Case. I'm so sorry, Ryan. You have so much work to do today, and I'm like, I didn't realize.
You didn't put it together, Chase, that Debbie's might be grinding.
Yeah, one of the biggest events of his
career. That's right, coffee and a sound check in about a half hour.
It's that guy's sound check in a half hour. Come on to 400th episode of the mayor's office, baby. Here we go.
Yeah, so we don't keep you that long.
Anything for you guys, man.
I appreciate it. Dude, one of the greatest single stories, maybe the greatest story ever told on this show was Ryan talking about Jim Leland that involved the police officers or impersonating policemen.
Yeah.
Watch it or you can repeat it quickly now, but like, sure, that was literally the funniest story. Maybe
that's Dempy, tell us that story one more time really quick. Then we're going to let you go to sound check.
Yeah.
And I've told a few times, but it's worth it because at the end of the day, like this guy's going, he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you are. And he had a quote and he came on with you actually. And he said it. And I love it. He says, you lie to a player, you lose him forever. You tell him the truth, you lose him for 24 hours, you know. And that is the truth with us as athletes. We just want to know the truth, even if it hurts, right?
Yeah, even if I
then
suck.
We can go home and we can process it. Well, we sucked that year. Like, we were awful, man. Like, this dude just won the World Series parade. He's got Kevin Brown and Al Leiter and Rob Nana,
Sheffield,
Bobby Bonilla, Charles Johnson. You go down the list. He is Moises Alou. He is loaded, and they trade all of those guys and get us. Like double-A kids, like
you, Millar.
Early. And so then now, like, he sent me out of spring training before minor league camp started and told me to go to the beach for 3 days. Like, that's how, like, there was nowhere to go. There was nothing happening. I'm like, what? So, like, wrap your head around that, by the way. We got sent out of big league camp before minor camp started. So he was so patient, man. And he really was, because he knew we were not good. We weren't big league ball players. But we thought it, right? Like, we're driving the Lexus GS400. You know, we got the new Brooks Brothers suit. Like, we're wearing all the Tommy Bahama collar shirts on the road. Like, we're big leaguers, you know? Sure, man. Here's some meal money to the clubhouse guys. We're tipping everybody. We're big leaguers. No, we weren't. And so we're playing in Houston in the Astrodome. And, you know, Jimmy would always smoke those heaters. And at the Astrodome, you got the level to the field dugout, right? And a guy on the team told a joke, and we all laughed, and I like to have a good time. I'm laughing my ass off, and I look over, and, you know, imagine now, like, imagine this way, right? Like, you're on the bench, and you just, like, look over like this, and your manager's looking back with a heater, and he just puts out the heater and blows this big puff of smoke your way, and then he takes off down the stairs, and I'm like, oh, we're screwed, boys. Like, we're in trouble, man. It's, like, this is – it's hit a boiling – it's August, right? Beginning of August, it's hit a boiling point. We're like 42-100, you know, and you look at stats, it's about right. And so we end up losing the game 20-4, and we go up into the Astrodome, and they had those double doors and a metal floor, and he wore spikes, you know, and I always say, because he thought he'd put himself in the game if we were shitty enough. And so you just hear this, like, doors open up. If I ever see another one of you pitchers laughing when you're out here getting your asses kicked, I'll have you out here so fast your head will spin. You think I'm fucking around? You try me, boys. You try me. Guys coming from A-ball and Double-A with 5 ERAs and think you're big leaguers? Well, you're not. You want to know what? You're not a big leaguer. You think you're a big leaguer? You're so far from a big leaguer, you ain't a pimple on a big leaguer's ass, with the exception of a few of you. And you know who you are, and I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to all you guys coming from A-ball to Double-A. Think you're big leaguers because you drive your fancy car and you get your meal money from the traveling secretary and you think you're a big leaguer? You stink. Every one of you stink. Come around here. I win a World Series and this is what I have to be thankful for. And then he leaves, right? And I'm like in my locker, like, he's talking to me. I know he's talking to me. You know, and so I'm paranoid, right? And he leaves and I like go like this, Case. Chinch, I go to take my, like, you know, like I'm going to take my pants off. And Jay Powell, reliever, puts his hand on my shoulder and he pushes me back down. He goes, hey, bro, he's coming back. I go, what? Another thing. You know, I have to sit here and watch this. You guys think it's funny? You think it's funny? Get your ass kicked. I'll tell you what, it's not. I'll lose it. And then you get all soft, right? Like a warm, soft, nice. Guys, I'll lose with you every day. I'll go 0-162. I mean it. I ain't kidding. I'll lose every day. Not like that. Not laughing. We're getting our asses kicked. You guys are out there laughing, thinking something's funny. And he just is going off on us, dude. And he did that, bro, 5 times. He left. And every time he left and came back, he came back with one less article of clothing on, by the way. It was so awesome. So finally he comes back in. He's got his shower shoes on. He's got a pair of long underwear. You know, the really long ones that went over your knees. And he comes walking out and he goes, guys, I'm going to go in my office. I'm going to smoke a cigarette and I'm going to have whiskey. And if I come out in this locker room, I'm telling you this right now. If I come out here and I see anybody in this locker room, I'm calling the cops. I'm going to be arrested for impersonating a Major League Baseball player. I get the fuck out of here. We ran, bro. Like, 4 dudes didn't shower. We were gone. I was in AAA like 3 days later. Like, it happened. But God bless him. I love him. Thank you, Jim Leland, for that, because you changed our lives, our trajectory. We had dudes who played 10 years Hall. Like, we had dudes go to the freaking World Series champions and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Awards. He did it, man. All-stars, everything. Because of that moment right there, I swear to God, man, it was the best.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. What a story. Did you really get sent down a few days later, Demp?
Yeah, he had enough, man. It was like, uncle, man, bring up another crappy player. I don't care. I don't want these guys. Like, 4 of us went down. It was awesome. Oh, I mean, it wasn't awesome. It sucked for me, but, like,
right.
it taught me a valuable lesson, man, to cherish every single day in the big leagues and understand how hard it is to get there. So then I started to really understand and respect the guys before me that played in that and how hard it was. and the opportunity that it was given, and I wasn't going to waste that opportunity again, and I didn't. Once I came back up, I went down that year, finished the year in the minor leagues, went to spring training the next year, started the year in AAA, came up to the big leagues, and never went back down. And I've told them that in person at the World Series in 2016. I gave them the biggest hug, and I said, thank you for that, because sometimes we need to hear that. We want to coddle everybody all the time, and we want to lift. We're just lifting. Yeah, of course. He lifted us up, too. He told us he wished we were better ball players.
So good, dude. That's so good. What a great story, dude. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Debbie, you're the greatest, man. Greatest, dude. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 400, man. We can't wait to have you on again. Have a great time out there, dude, and doing your thing on Off the Mound out there at Innings Festival. And I'll see you next week, dude. I can't wait to see you, bro.
You got it, brother. Thanks so much, Chinch Case. I love what you guys do, man. It's awesome. The positivity is the word, and you guys do it as good as anybody, and great content, everything. I love the mayor's office and all the people who tune in, man. You're getting something special. So awesome. Thanks, brother.
All right, Debbie. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. Love you, buddy.
You got it. Love you too, bro.
All right, dude. See?
First surprise.
Dude, thank you. That's awesome. What a surprise that was, dude. One of our favorites.
How about it?
Debbie's dude, what an incredible dude, man. All the stuff he does, he just – Demp's one of those dudes, when you're around him, you feel like a better human. You know what I mean? You just feel lifted up. You feel like, you know?
Yeah, one of the best dads I've ever met. Like,
he's the best, dude. He's a good dad. He's a tough dad, you know, too.
Yeah. I mean, just a great guy. And like,
got that Canadian in him, eh?
Eh? Yeah. I like when his accent pops up a little bit. Like, and he's like, oh, dude, eh? And I'm like, there it is. Strange Brew and stuff like that.
Yeah, straight. Take off, you hoser. That was from Strange Brew, remember?
Strange Brew. All right, I'm not done, man. You want some more surprises before we go?
Yes. Right. I'm loving these surprises.
All right, I'm just gonna rip through them. So obviously Demp is one of our buddies. For me, I obviously, you met him because you're this big professional baseball player. I met him through being a producer of sports, but I can show off my producer skills a little bit. But the guys I've worked with, and you and Demp and all these guys, you guys are so good. Demp has the whole, the Off the Mound thing, which, by the way, it's amazing. He's literally like Jay Leno on it.
Dude, it's incredible.
I'm going to give you somebody who sent me something last night who you talk about creativity. It's unbelievable. First of all, did you know something? Did you know we landed on the moon last night?
Are you serious?
Dude, I thought the same thing.
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk? No. Like a space program landed something on a moon. No humans were on it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but it was a big deal, and it was captured live, and somebody sent us a video. I'm going to do it this way. What I might do is like put my box away so I make this full for the other
people. This is great, Chase. Look at you putting the producer hat on for episode 400.
I do have 11 Emmy Awards. There's some people that go out there and talk a little trash. Now that we're getting big, we had Aaron Judge on. I'm getting crushed on the internet. 11 Emmys. Crushed. That's very cocky. But here, ready? Here's one guy.
Okay. Are you guys watching this? Unbelievable. They're landing on the moon. That is a miracle. No, you want to know a miracle? A miracle is that Sean Casey and Rich Chinchamino are still doing their podcast. This is your 400th show. That's a miracle. I thought these guys had a better chance of landing on the moon than you two knuckleheads continually doing what you're doing. Thanks for entertaining us, fellas. Continue on. Hope we see you on another 400.
Dude, oh, right.
There's H.
You gotta love H, man. That's incredible.
That's the
man. That's great, dude. Oh man, that makes you feel so good. And H's episode's awesome too. For all our fans out there that joined us a little later, if you go watch Harold's episode's incredible. Dempy's, Harold's, and I love that, dude. That you know, hey, listen, 400 episodes. Like we said, when we did episode one, and Adam Dunn was our first guest, I believe, at episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who'd have thought we'd be here at 400, bro? It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we also have a couple maniac friends, right?
Like, oh, boy.
I'm going to give you one of our probably the most endearing wise ass I've ever met. And I'm saying that with all confidence. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to start mentioning wise ass.
I'm going to start guessing.
No, but this one was very well produced as well, because he's the best. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Case Chinch, Matt Vasgersian, American Television, former Armenian Church Youth League staff. Taking a little break from my workout to congratulate you on 400 episodes of the show. I've watched almost all of them.
So what's your favorite part of the show?
Favorite part of the show? Probably when you guys, I don't know, bring out the guests or something. Thanks for all the swag and gear, by the way. It's awesome. I would describe your podcasting abilities kind of similar to my hoops abilities. Limited.
Oh, sorry,
Maddie. Oh, Maddie V.
There you go.
Maddie V's the best. That must have been Luke, his son, who's like 10 Luke, now, which is Luke incredible. Nine or ten.
Luke literally knew how to do that. All right, I'm going to give you another crazy one.
Dude, but hey, we got to get on Matty V. We've had a couple guests.
That's true. We have not.
That have bailed on us last second. Matty V was our first guest. We tried to get Matty V on as the third guest ever, and that morning he bailed on us, said that he had to go to Luke's preschool something. And we're like, all right. So.
Oh, dude, memory like a steel trap. I forgot about
it. So, Matty V, we need to have you on, dude, because you already big league this once. See if you can big league us twice.
He was the first person to big league us.
And yeah, he big league us. The first guest to big league us was Matty V.
I don't know if we've had 400 episodes, dude. I think we're pretty good with big leaguing.
Yeah.
He's the only one, is he? He might be the only one that to ever big league us.
Matty V, there's one other guy I'm not going to mention. Two people have big leagued us, which is amazing. How many guests we have is incredible. We've been big leagued only twice, but Matty V was the first.
That's true. All right, this next guy is one of my favorites of all time. Maybe the funniest person I've ever met. Can you guess who may be the funniest?
Pete Hornish?
No, he's up there. All right.
Wait, hang on.
Somebody we both know.
D-Row?
He's freaking funny, too, but he's more Jersey funny. I'm talking Midwest country bumpkin funny. You don't get it yet? Here we go.
Hey, Sean Casey. It's the lefty, Dan Plesac. I'm here up in my condo in New Jersey. 400 shows? Are you kidding me? I don't know what my favorite episode is, but I know one thing. I remember you telling that story about when you're playing catch with Bob Feller before a game when you were with the Indians. Then you threw a ball to Bob Feller and you hit him right in the sternum. What the hell is wrong with you, man? Hitting him with a 4-seam eater? You almost took him out. You laid him down on the ground. God damn, Case. Take it easy. Bullet Bob. He was over the hill by then. Anyway, congrats and hopefully 400 more. And hey, let's go, Yankees. You need to be the hitting coach, damn it.
Dude, Sack is the greatest. Oh my god, it's so great, dude. That is so great. And Sack's episode was great too.
Absolutely.
He had some great Leland stories. He had some great stories about Paul Molitor, Robin Yount when he first came up. Oh, dude, Danny Plesac's one of the greatest human beings alive and one of the funniest dudes in the world.
Absolutely. Now, all right, so I'm gonna go. This is me putting my producer hat on again. Okay, you ready? We're going from like the fun and funny and goofy, which is what the show is, to kind of what you're like really all about, man. And what are you really all about? Like, you know.
Yeah. Mental performance stuff. Just, you know, getting into your mind and being the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So one of your buddies had something to say.
Uh-oh.
You don't know which one this is. I kind of feel like this might be your favorite, but I'll show you now.
Sean Chinch, congratulations on episode number 400. I am fired up for you guys, and I so enjoyed spending time with you. Every single minute I spend with you, Mr. Sean Casey, is it's a good time, man. I appreciate you. I admire you. I'm inspired by you. You make me a better man, and I appreciate all you do, brother. Can't wait to give you a hug in person. Until then, congratulations again, 400. It's day one. Would celebrate 500, 600, 1,000 coming on strong. All right, brother. See you.
Your boy.
Dude, that's so great, dude. Dude, Brian Johnson, that guy's a savage.
Yeah.
That guy lives his life. His standard for living is incredible, man. And I just become a dear friend of mine. And, dude, he's talking to, like, some of the, you know, he's doing some pretty incredible stuff. And with the heroic stuff that he does, I live my life by that app. And, you know, even the Breakthrough Pro, program that we do, He's had a lot of influence on that too. So yeah, what a great guy to, and a two-time guest. Two-time guest of the mayor's office. Guess, yeah. If you haven't watched Brian Johnson's stuff, he went on Jim Rome's show too, and Jim Rome said it's one of the best guests ever, best shows ever. So that's another one to check out. Yeah, and wrote the book Arte, which go pick up that book because that's incredible with the micro chapters, 451. Incredible.
Yeah. So all right, you want to keep this rolling? You got a couple.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's. This is incredible.
Like,
incredible.
This is your life version of the mayor's
office. This is your life.
All right. So here, we're going to move on to a couple different guests. Here's one thing we know, you and I actually think I said this to you the other day when we were doing some business thing and Sarah was with me. And I'm like, man, we're so lucky to have such strong, powerful, professional women in our lives, being Sarah and Jess, who, by the way, we wouldn't do this. Jess, my wife, edited like the first 25 episodes.
That's right.
And Sarah has been so helpful with everything, and they support us because we're two maniacs and we do this every dang day. And so they're like, all right, they're doing a show, and they leave us alone for like a half hour when we haven't taken out the garbage yet and we've done all our screwy men thing. So I think I've been so proud of having like some of the female influences on the show. I think you do too. Like, we had great people. Yeah. Mendoza. Remember we had our friend Gabby who had guests about her cancer, survival and for other people like that.
Lauren Shahadi.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned Lauren Shahadi, Sean.
Casey, Chinch, happy 400th episode. I know you can't see me, you kind of can, but everyone's sleeping and I forgot to do this. This is the best you got. There are 400 corals in this fish tank behind me. What do you know about salt water, by the way? And I hear it's a very, very special number for you. If you ever get in trouble, this is just some advice for episodes moving forward. When in doubt, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bed, 6 p.m.
God.
By the way, if you at the end, she goes, all right, I'm going to bed at 6 p.m. She goes to bed. Yeah, but seriously, she goes to bed at like 6 or 7 p.m. at night. But wait, explain. I know what this is, but explain.
Well, I was on MLB Central one day. I said, hey, listen, tonight's the miracle bash. I said, if you're just grinding and you can't figure out a dance move, like maybe you got thrown out there by your buddies. We've all been there within a wedding or like a party or whatever. Like, tonight's the miracle bash. I'm sure I'll be out there. Well, I said, if you don't know where to go with your dance moves, especially if you're not a great dancer like me, you just hit him with this. And you bring it back, and then you hit him with this, and it just buys you some time. It means you're grinding. But you know, if you got this going, Chinch, you can do it, man. Move your legs, move your arms in the circle and back, and you're in business.
And you won't feel as bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Won't be as embarrassed.
A couple more. I'm almost done. I'm sorry. Is this taking too long for you, or are you enjoying this?
Oh, this is great, bro. You kidding me? This is great. Right. Love these people.
Okay, now here's a really cool one. So also strong, powerful, legit powerhouse woman who does something a little different than most of us do in our lives. And we've had so many different people. We've also had, like, you know,
Susan Waldman.
Facebook. No, she's No, but I forgot to mention Susan Waldman. That's a great one. We should mention her.
Susan was like, great.
This one is a little bit off the cuff. And I learned something about her and her husband, Nick, the last couple of days, which I didn't know because they were on our show. And I didn't realize that he might be your biggest fan. And he played it so cool when he was with us. But here, you got a message.
It's Jack, too.
By the way, Nathan's hot dog eating champion, Mickey.
Hey, Nick here.
Hey, Sean, Mickey and Nick here. Congratulations on 400 episodes.
We just wanted to shoot you this video, say thank you so much. That interview is still probably the most fun I've ever had in an interview. You guys do an awesome job every week, all the episodes you bring in. You do an amazing job of making all the guests feel like they're the most important person, you know, in the world. Super interesting. And so you not only give a gift to the listeners, but a gift to the guests that are on your shows.
So thanks, Mayor. Thanks, Chinch. Congratulations on 400 and cheers to 4,000 more.
So,
dude.
So what you didn't know is Nick's wearing a red shirt there, dude. Dude, he's a huge Reds fan. And he didn't fanboy out on you, man. I wouldn't have even known that. And they were on Together With Us, which was an amazing episode. They told us all about how they eat.
That was an incredible episode. Dude, I thought that was one of our most fascinating episodes of how
absolutely
they can eat the way they eat. And they're both so like ripped and jacked. You'd think people that are like competitive eaters aren't, but like the way that, you know, the way they train for it and stuff, and they're two of the best in the world. That was incredible, guys. Thanks so much for sending that video. And Nick, I love the red shirt, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you one more. This is another combo meal. Another couple of folks who are, you know, kind of a big deal. Maybe one of them happened to have been the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame at one point, and maybe the other one happens to be the greatest baseball photographer maybe of all time. Dude, wait till you see where they sent this message from. Ready?
Hey, Jeff, we're on our way to Korea, about to take off South Korea. Woo! But you know what's going to happen by the time we land?
No, what's happening?
It's going to be the 400th episode of the Mayor's Office podcast.
No way. The Woo! Mayor and Cinch. Go get them, guys.
Congratulations.
400.
Yeah.
400 Club. Ted Williams would be proud.
Woo, let's go.
That's so great.
Dude, how cool is
Jeff,
that?
They are great. They are the best. That is so cool. They must have a cool life, dude.
Dude,
what they're doing.
They're doing all that stuff. They're going into the town. They've gone to Miracle League events like yours. She's an art, like an artist.
Jean's the one that created the most incredible photographers ever.
The images she captures. I have her book is upstairs. Oh, actually, I have one of her books out on that Grassroots Baseball book. It's so big. That is like the centerpiece, you know, on my front living room. Like table, you know, you put a couple books under there.
Yeah.
Hers is like, it's such a beautiful book. It's one of the prettiest group of images I've ever seen. And I mean, come on, Jeff Idelson he's a legend. He's a baseball legend. Honestly, you put him in that category, don't you think?
Well, he's run Cooperstown for all those years. Well, he's the president of Cooperstown. No big deal. Bringing in all those Hall of Famers, putting all that stuff together. I just love what they're doing. They're two incredible, incredible people. Thank you, Gene and Jeff, for sending that. That's awesome.
Yeah, okay. I have one more, Sean, and it's kind of fitting, okay? And I was going to save this one for last, but it also kind of like is just an entire dichotomy of how the show is. You know, we have some technical difficulties sometimes. Right. We always say we have some technical difficulties on the Mayor's
Office. By the way, did you record this?
Oh, geez. You're good. Yes, thank God I
did. Been down that road before.
What was that, episode 5 or something?
Yeah, I'm like, we got to redo it. I'm like, we do? All right, let's do it.
35 minutes. Okay. So this person I spoke to a couple days ago, and he tried to send a video on his iPhone, and it was like too long or something. He couldn't send it. So then yesterday, we get on a Zoom together. Dude, we were on for like 45 minutes. The Zoom couldn't work because he just got a brand new laptop, and he is in Arizona at the moment. This will all make sense. Now, we wouldn't have this show. I don't think any of us would be here. I don't think anybody would love baseball as much as they do, as like my idol. And the reason I'm in this business is Peter Gammons. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say this, and I'm heartbroken, but maybe because you and your big positive attitude, like this hasn't ruined my day. We try to record on the phone, and I'm just giving you proof right now. That's our boy Peter Gammons right there. Okay. First of all, I got to talk to him for like an hour, but the audio, it just wouldn't come through from his phone. And it's like heartbreaking. But I remember every single word he said, because I almost started crying. So if you don't mind, I'm going to explain to you what his message was.
Love Peter, by the way.
Yes, I know you do. And a couple of things. He was very complimentary to me, but like, He told the story, gosh darn it, I wish I had it, but he said in the late 90s, early 2000s, you didn't make it in the major leagues until you got to first base and got to talk to Sean Casey. Once you talked to the mayor, you were a big leaguer.
Wow.
That's one thing he said. Another thing he said, he goes, talked about how happy and grateful he is for his life and his career. He goes, I'm the guy who was sitting in the Cape Cod League years and years and years ago watching Sean Casey And then last year, I was sitting in a Cape Cod league watching Sean Casey's son play.
Wow.
And how much, first of all, he thinks your son's a great ball player. Obviously, we all do. But, like, I'm sorry it didn't go through. But I think it's, like, understandable. It was just, like, he's in Arizona. By the way, he's in Arizona. He's doing interviews. He's going to talk to a judge. He's going to do a ton of interviews. But I don't want to be sad about the fact that the audio didn't come through, but I just definitely needed to relay that.
Dude, that's so cool. No, don't worry about the audio, man. Peter is a you're talking about national treasure. I mean, there's not another human on the face of the earth right now that has stories like Peter Gammons has. It's incredible. You could sit there. That's why I can understand you guys talk for an hour. You could sit there for 5 hours with Peter Gammons. He would tell you some of the greatest stories you've ever heard. You know, all going back to like Ted Williams and stuff. Like icon. I remember, dude, at the Cape, when I was in the Cape Cod League in 1994, that summer, all you wanted to do was make the all-star team at the halfway point because Peter Gammons was going to come to the game, and you just thought it was so cool because he was on Baseball Tonight, and you know, he was everything. So I love Peter to death, man. One of my favorite people in the world, one of the kindest, nicest, and I think that's why he's done so well, dude. Yeah. He's always treated everyone so well.
How about the story he told us when he had his – folks, by the way, years ago, almost a decade ago, maybe longer, Peter had a brain aneurysm and was
– Almost killed him.
Minutes from death. Yeah. He tells a great story. He told it on – go back and listen to the Peter Gammons episode.
That's an incredible episode.
Don Mattingly just mailed to him the cross that his wife or mother gave him. And sent it
that he wore it all the time. He sent it to Peter.
Still wears it. He was wearing it in that video just now. Don Mattingly, yeah, he wore it every day of his life. Don Mattingly sent it to Peter, and Peter has worn that cross every day of his life since he survived his 39 years. Go listen to him tell the story. It's a little more eloquent than
incredible. Than us so two. Great, so yeah. Great.
All right, wow. That's all my surprises, dude. I'm sorry.
Wow, bro, that's a great. Thank you so much, Chinch.
Right, your turn. What do you got?
No, hang on, Sarah. Tell Chinch how much you love him. Here, I got a surprise for you.
Yeah. Hey, I got to give Sarah credit because I told her yesterday. Like, Sarah's been like my coordinator with this because I'm, you know, by the way, folks, everybody thinks we're like always around. We do half of our shows with Sean Casey sitting on a roof of a car way to an airport. And by the way, that's what a lot of people are saying their favorite episode of the podcast was when you guys rescued the dog on a side of a.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, that was incredible. Yeah, that was incredible. Yeah. Yeah. When we were driving down coming from Jersey.
Yeah.
And that 6 dog. 6 a.m. in the morning. The lady's flying up the road chasing her dog. Then we get the dog. Then it flies in the middle of the road. She's in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
With 18 wheelers coming. I'm like, this isn't good. This isn't good, ma'am. So, please get off the road.
Yeah. So glad, Sarah, I'm glad you're here. Jess is working, grinding it out.
She's in the audience today.
Yeah, but so I mentioned it earlier about you two guys, but between you and Jess, I don't know who we would be as first of all, we'd be disasters of men. Everything would be dirty, no taxes would get done. We wouldn't have done this show.
No contracts would be looked at. Yeah, yeah. We'd be like, what'd they say? What'd they say? Yeah,
exactly.
I'm sure it's fine. Let's just.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not saying being sexist here, but women read fine print way better than men.
They got more patience. Yeah.
So a huge thank you to you and Jess for supporting us through this chaos. We talk off the phone. We talk on the phone all day. We do this show all day. And you and Jess are just sitting there staring at us like, so we appreciate everything you've done for us.
I admire you guys so much because like you are just relentless in getting this done every day because you're so devoted to your fan base and just keeping this going that it doesn't matter what you're doing, where you are. I mean, how many times have we done this from the car where I'm like, you know, schlepping us to wherever we got to go and you're in the passenger seat just holding up your phone.
I know.
But I think it's so great. And, you know, you have such a busy life too, Chinch, that you guys are always just trying to figure it out because you just don't want to let your fans down. And I find that so admirable.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's true. And we're grateful that you know, our where our numbers are what they are and growing. And we're just grateful for the people that have been listening, you know, every single day, especially Mark Ruggiero, who knows listening out there. The Boston badass is listening. So he's probably listening. He's probably the one guy that's listened to the episode one all the way to 400.
Yeah. So again, at the end of the day, thank you to our fans. I know this was kind of a little bit of a, you know, patting each other on a back day, but I honestly, I really don't care. I'm a pretty humble person, but I don't think I've been more proud of something in my career than the fact that we have done 400 of these and posted up every damn day. And I thank you
from the bottom. And dude, all the editing you two do, Chinch, like, you know, waiting to get it out, get it up on YouTube, all that stuff. I mean, dude, you do so much work. Literally, I was telling somebody, I was like, I couldn't do this show without you. Like, there's no freaking way I could do it without you. So we've become like a Batman and Robin in life, dude. It's been a lot of fun, man. I can't wait for till we get to 800 and we'll have, who knows what guests we'll have on by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the Batman and Robin. I'd rather be Robin because I've been calling us the, I've been the Danny DeVito of the twins and you've been short. I'll take Robin. I'll put on a tight suit. Put my jump.
Oh my God. So good.
All right, brother. I love you so much, man. Here's to 400 more. Here's to 1,000 more. We have the giveaway Monday.
Here's the giveaway.
You have the whole weekend. Give us.
We'll have the giveaway Monday. Keep the comments coming. The comments have been unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Thank you so much for all the people that are listening. You're throwing up some of the stories, you're throwing up in the memories. We really know you're listening. Yeah. So thanks so much for that. And keep them coming. We'll give that away on Monday.
Thanks, brother.
Love you. All right, Chinch. Love you, brother. Yep. Congrats, 400. Let's get it.